For the KFSK News Department, I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is Borough Business. It's a call-in show, and you're welcome to call in with a question or comment at 772-3808. I'm joined in the studio today by Borough Assembly members Brandy Morrell and Nancy Strand. Thank you both for coming in today, and welcome. Let's dive right into the Borough Assembly agenda. It's not a very thick one today, just a few items. One of the things you'll be deciding on is priorities for federal issues, legislation, projects, everything like that. This is kind of an annual discussion that the Assembly goes through. Any top priorities for either one of the two of you that you'd like to see the borough take back to the nation's capital and seek funding for, or legislation you'd like to see passed, or issues advanced? Brandy, anything off the top of your head for federal items?
No, I'm not. The secure rural schools, I think, is important to me, as well as...
Nancy's getting out the list of issues here. Yeah. Nancy, as you're doing that, how about you?
Coast Guard is a big one, too. I would like them to maintain the Coast Guard base here.
Yeah.
Is it too late for that? Haven't they already pretty much decided?
Decided on where the home ports will be for the new fast response cutters? I'm not sure for all of them. They've decided a couple of them, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I think the borough has a letter in about trying to either home port future ones here, or if not that, some additional buoy tending or other capability, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I'm getting
that
right.
For many years, we only had the elderberry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very slow to respond to emergencies, although it did at that time respond to emergencies. So, since just because we're grandfathered in with the elderberry, we should have one of the new fast ones, or keep the Anacapa. If they move it out of here, there's going to be a lot of empty housing that the government's still going to have to fund and not be bringing any money in or not doing any good with. So, and then PILT and secure rural schools. And I worry about taking the airline, essential air service away.
And that seems to be an annual fight as well.
Right, and I think especially since they're cutting the ferry service, we need to make sure we have the airline service that we need.
Okay.
That we have already, we can't cut it back.
Well, how about making a trip to Washington, D.C.? Do either of you have interest, or do you think it's important that the mayor or assembly members actually make the trip?
I think that it's definitely important that somebody goes back and has the face-to-face interaction. Me, personally, I don't think that I have enough experience yet.
But someone from the borough should go.
Yes, I believe that the manager and probably the mayor or somebody should go.
Yeah. Nancy, how about you?
I think they can. If they can do it on Skype, they should. We're trying to be saving money, and I believe that most of the money in the travel fund for us, the assembly, has been spent. I don't know if there's enough money left to cover travel for two. So
I think there is some remaining travel budget mm-hmm. from the assembly. I think Jody had that in the packet this week.
Yes, there's $5,789.22. And if each person traveling took $3,000, it would go over. So I wonder why, if people who have traveled in the past and received miles don't use their miles to travel back there that the city sprung for.
Well, I think most of our travel is done with on miles.
But not the miles that people are raking in for free. So I'm not sure if they were done on travel miles, soon they'd run out of travel miles, and they only get the miles that are spent, that are earned when they buy the ticket with the city's bank cards. So whoever sits in the seat gets the other miles, gets miles, for just the travel. And since someone else paid for it, I think in order to save a little money, they should, in the interest of transparency, they should spring with those miles.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds reasonable.
All right. I'm not sure, do you actually have a decision tonight about whether that trip will happen, or is it just a discussion item?
I believe it's just a discussion item.
Although I think you're also looking at potential other trips for the mayor or assembly members later on in the winter. And
Yeah, but I think that balance that Nancy gave earlier was including the two trips or the AML conference coming up, and it had already been deducted, and that was the amount that was going to be remaining.
Okay, it could be, but even so, if it costs $3,000 per person to go to Washington, that's going to eat up all the rest plus some. So there'd be no travel money for AML or Southeast Conference or anything. So and when they include training for an new assembly person to go somewhere to get training, that should probably be in a different line of paying, because it's training. It's not just going to... I just don't think that, especially if our legislative lobbyist says the decision with the Coast Guard is going to be made within the next month, and the first date that they can get get to see our delegation is January 29th, when the decision will have already been made.
Could be too late then.
Well,
yeah. Well, maybe you'll figure out some combination of Skype contact or internet phone contact beforehand, and then decide the trip thing later. Or,
well, the Skyping is good. I think our lobbyist will be there. He's there. He's done much of it now. When the legislation comes here to visit, we can bombard him with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But since according to our lobbyist, it'll be decided in the next month, and the first session they have available to meet with our representation is January 29th, the week of January 29th, when they're there for 3 days, I think that it's too late.
Okay. All right. Well, how about you out there in Radio Land, 772-3808, give us a call. What do you think? Should the mayor or assembly travel to D.C.? What's your top priority for federal issues to lobby for or bring forth? The Borough Assembly tonight also will be deciding on an annual contract with the lobbyist in Juneau, Ray Matuszewski. $42,000 or $3,500 a month for that contract. What do you think? Nancy, is that... worth the money?
It's pretty much what we've been paying him all along, right?
I think it is. I don't think it's changed the time I remember. But.
Well, and as bad a reputation as some lobbyists enjoy at this time, I think that we probably do need someone there all the time.
And how about you, Brandy?
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I think that it's important for us to have a lobbyist that can work for us and on issues statewide that are important to us.
Okay. We did get someone to call in. Caller on line one, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. And I'd like to thank Nancy and Brandy for being here this afternoon. I'd like to thank them for their service. And I do think being on the assembly before, Ray's done a great job for us over the years, and I would support keeping him on. I think he was very instrumental in helping us get the other borough land and having that expanded. The other thing, you were discussing Skyping versus going to D.C., mm-hmm. And the borough just put all that money into a lot of equipment in the assembly room, and I think the Skyping would be the best way to go, because between missing the dates for some things by the time we get there and the unbelievable cost when we can get them their staff on the computer or Skype, it's much more efficient than spending all this money on the trips, and we don't have any money to spare. And the last thing I was hoping to get in on, Jeff brought up the thing about charging seniors $100, the possibility of charging $100 to get their tax-exempt card. I'd really like to see the tax exemption for seniors to go away. I'm at the age where I get that, but it really isn't fair that people that have lived in the borough and made money over the years can get tax-free when younger couples with children have to pay the taxes, and they're in a lot more stressful economic situation than us old people. And even just paying the $100, it'll probably cost that to process the paperwork so the borough really doesn't get any money out of it. So I'd like to see the senior tax done away with. The only thing I would request is a quid pro quo that any monies that are saved by the seniors not getting a tax exemption, that the borough also match that by making cuts.
Okay. This sounds like former Assemblymember John Haverlick, is that right?
I'm going under an alias now.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, John, since you bring that up, that's an issue that has been voted on multiple times, and people of Petersburg have said resoundingly a couple times to keep that exemption.
Yeah, and you're right, and I think it's selfish because I think a lot of people my age are voting selfishly to keep that when they're in really stable economic situations and don't really need it. And I think a lot of us abuse it. When I go to the stores, I'll see people taking the exemption, and if they were eating all the stuff that they bought, they'd be 1,000 pounds. So I think they're buying for other family members. And again, I don't think they need that tax break. And economically, we haven't been in as bad a situation in years past as we are now. So maybe in light of that, people would change their minds.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
Take care.
You too. Assembly members, what do you think about the senior sales tax exemption? It's just a discussion item tonight. It's not a vote or anything, to make clear for people. So, and it's also something that has to be approved by voters. So we should make that clear as well. So it's not something the Assembly is going to take away tonight. Nancy?
Right. The last time it was on the ballot, apparently doing away with the exemption went down to resounding defeat. I'm not sure what the percentages were, but... And it probably should be tied somehow to income levels, but I have no idea how you figure those out. And I use mine for groceries and toilet paper, but when I go in to get something from the deli or from, I don't think they can allow it on deli items anyway, but stuff that's, my chocolate, for instance, I don't use it because it's a luxury. I could skip it if I couldn't afford to pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? But the fact that it'll be voted on, I say let's put everything before the voters and
bring it back up again.
Let them decide. Well, depending on how the discussion goes.
Okay, Brandy, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be very popular saying this, but I think it's something that definitely needs to be looked at. There's a lot of money that could be generated from the seniors being taxed, and it does put a lot of pressure on the younger families that are trying to make ends meet. But ultimately it's going to be up to the voters, and historically all of that extra taxation tends to be voted down. So it's
well, when it was first voted for, I'm not sure what year, it wasn't required to be voted on by the public. Our charter didn't require that.
Really? During the City of Petersburg days?
Yeah. Well, back in the original, back when it originally went. And the reason to have it was as a reward for people who'd been working here and paying taxes here, and this would give them a little pat on the back, a little financial pat on the back. But I think those days are gone. I think many of the people that get it are gone somewhere else for several weeks at a time, if not months, somewhere in the sun.
Okay. There was talk at one time of another tax committee. Is that happening?
I don't know. I was on that first one, and the day they voted, I was sitting on a jury, so I didn't get to vote. But it was too large.
Mm-hmm.
There were too many different people, and everybody seemed to have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't get it together, so we couldn't get it together.
Okay. So to be clear, coming up tonight, you'll be talking about, Assemblymember Jeff Mucci wants to talk about the exemption from sales tax for seniors. He also wants to talk about possibility for a $100 administration fee for getting that exemption card. So those are discussion items. There's also a discussion about a questionnaire being circulated by Jeff Mucci, and I haven't found out what this is about. Do either of you know about what that is?
No.
I believe he sent a letter out to some people he knows, his constituency friends. I don't think of it as a questionnaire. I didn't receive one.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who has an opinion about anything can contact us and get an answer, or we can contact them and ask. I don't think that it needs to be made a big issue out of.
Okay.
If there's going to be an issue made out of it and it's required that questions come from the entire assembly, that cuts us off from a lot of contact with our constituency. And in case any of my constituents are listening, they left my constituent line phone number out of this year's phone book totally by accident. So look in last year's book or call the old family home number, 772-48. Can I do this?
Absolutely.
772-4872.
You can absolutely let people know how to contact you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, what else? You're going to be talking about a possible work session on a marine passenger fee. That's another possible source of revenue coming up. And it looks like maybe early January for that talk.
Yeah, I think that January 8th is the proposed date.
Sounds like the Harbor Board has kicked the idea around a little bit, and they're in support of it being further brought forth or proceed further back to your court.
I'm not sure if it's an official Harbor Board recommendation, but it's my understanding the members of the Harbor Board were okay with it.
They were okay. I didn't hear a vote actually happen, but I think they didn't. No one opposed it going forward.
Right. Individually, it was okay.
Yeah. Okay, and you guys, is that something you're in support of pursuing?
I'm all for it.
Yeah?
I'm on the fence. I can see both sides of it. I think it could be a good idea. I think it might also give cruise ships more leverage to demand the use of our facilities that a lot of our fishermen use regularly. And so, you know, I'll have to wait and hear the discussion.
Okay. All right.
I believe we're waiting to hear what Juno's in court over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that could take years, right? I mean, the way the court system works.
Don't know. And I have heard that some staff members think we should wait until that's decided. So, don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, what else is on the Borough Assembly agenda that we should be letting people know about for tonight? What other discussions or things have we missed?
I guess we'll hear tonight what we've missed.
Okay. Anything important? All right, well, 6 o'clock at Borough Assembly Chambers. Thank you, Nancy and Brandy, for coming in, and you can hear that broadcast live on KFSK. Coming up next, we have Street Beat Music. Chuck Rose is in this afternoon.